106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So when it comes to love, I always thought that people wanted communication, that it was key to any relationship, but especially romantic ones and especially sexual ones. But we got an email from a listener, and it's making me second guess that. Now, you might want to earmuff the kids, which is a sentence that's never been said over this music. It says, Dear Wake Up Call, my boyfriend and I have been together for several years, and we have a good sex life. But he's starting to drive me crazy because he is constantly asking me to, quote unquote, tell him what I want. The problem is, I don't like having to give step-by-step instructions during sex. Now, he is a software engineer, and he thinks that there is some sort of sexual code that he can just hack. What I would really like is for him to be more confident during sex and to quit asking me to tell him what to do and what I like. I'm not saying anything outside of, I thought that women wanted communication.
We do.
But she's saying she doesn't. She's saying she wants him to just kind of figure it out himself.
I don't think that that's what she's saying.
What is she saying?
I think she's saying we've been together for years.
Right.
I have told him probably for years now what I like and what I want him to do.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, you got to change it up though, right?
Okay. But I mean, that's not what it sounds like she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like he wants her to tell him, what do I need to do to just get you there? But it's like, is any of that downloading into your brain so that you can remember it for next time? Think of it this way. If you and your wife are driving somewhere, she's driving.
Uh-oh.
Oh, stop. You're driving to, let's say, your mom's house. She doesn't live far.
Yeah.
First time that you guys go there, she says, tell me how to get there.
Right.
You go, okay. Second and third time, can you tell me how to get to your mom's house? Yeah, okay. By the fourth time, are you not kind of like, how do you not know how to get there by now?
Here's why that analogy is not correct.
Okay.
Okay? Because let's say, using what you said, directions on how to get to my mom's house.
Right.
That could change based on how her day went.
What do you mean?
Well, last time we made a right and then a right and then a left, and then you just drive 2 miles down and enter into Sun City. Okay, which I know sounds like a euphemism for what we're talking about, okay? But what if, because she had a bad day that day,
okay,
it actually is now a right and a right and a left and then a right, and then we have to pull over for a little
take
some time off, because this is a long drive, then get back in the car, put the right kind of music on, left, then we get to Sun City, maybe.
Okay, this feels to me like him not really wanting to put the work into trying.
So I can see how you took that. That is a very glass half empty way of reading this email. I think I'm interpreting it as a glass half full, because she says they have a good sex life.
Okay.
So I don't think he's looking for a shortcut.
I took that as they have like an active, meaning that they have a...
See, communication.
Communication.
Words mean different things. I
feel like this could be, if you used it in any other scenario.
Right.
How do I load the dishwasher?
Right.
How do you want, or even differently, how do you want me to load the dishwasher? And then you tell him. And then the next time, how do you want me to load the dishwasher?
But again, I think that's assuming that you want the dishwasher loaded the same way every time,
okay.
which women don't. Kevin, you are Sacramento's lover, okay?
Yes, I am.
Many women you've bedded.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I said that like Yoda. And...
a master, they might say.
How would you handle a situation? Do you like women to tell you exactly how to please them?
Oh, I know how to please a woman. They don't have to tell me.
You just know.
Yes.
Doesn't matter who the woman is.
No, I usually get, if they want, I give them the advice of how to make it their experience better.
Okay, so you sometimes know more about what they want than even they do.
Yeah, sometimes they're shocked.
Oh, I'm sure they're shocked.
Totally true. Text message that we got in from a woman to 9091065 says, I say good on him. You know, he may be bored by the same old thing and he wants to know what else she might like. I don't know if it's necessarily that.
It feels like everything is on her.
No, I don't think that that's true. I think that it's a little bit of both. He is asking her for instructions in maybe more of a robotic way than she wants. But I got a feeling, though, that if the shoe was on the other foot and she had a guy who never asked for instructions, never wanted her input, then she wouldn't like that either.
I'm not saying that it has to be one or the other. I'm saying there are some times where it's like you get to be in the driver's seat today.
Hold on a second. Are we going to sit here as two adults and say that life as an adult is all about the gray area? That life is not black and white issues?
I know.
I just took you to Sun City.
Yeah, it does.